This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. With the Shanghai stock market hitting the skids, a safer place for Chinese investors may be luxury real estate here in the U.S. That's not a tip. It's actually a growing trend. This year, Chinese passed Canadians as the biggest foreign buyers of U.S. homes. The luxury housing market is very competitive, and high-end showings have gone way beyond an open house and a sign in the yard. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Ben Bergman reports on just how far some realtors are going in this hot market.
When a couple from Argentina visited here recently, they couldn't decide whether they wanted to live in Malibu or Beverly Hills. Must be nice. So a company called Hella Realtors took them on aerial tours of homes in both well-to-do areas. Of course, you could drive to the properties, but who's in a mood to shell out tens of millions when they've just been crawling along LA freeways?
You cut out the traffic. You don't spend 2 hours in the car just commuting from home to home.
That's Matthew Gaskell, who sells luxury real estate for Sotheby's. He says time is of the essence because many buyers of the priciest properties these days are foreign, usually from Asia or Europe. They're looking for a good investment in a market they see as more stable than home, plus a vacation pad.
They may come in town for a few days to shop for a house.
Or they may not come at all.
We don't put out any of our homes these days without a video.
When Gaskell and his partner, Elisa Peterson, were selling a celebrity home, they commissioned a video showing what the estate looks like at sunset.
It is Hollywood production. It's actors. It's full-day shooting. It's large production teams.
Peterson says the idea is not only to be selling a house, but a lifestyle. When a $35 million Malibu mansion went on the market, the seller hired a Hollywood director to make this elaborately shot short. The Spider and the Fly, as it was titled, got delivered to a few chosen prospective buyers on gift-wrapped iPads. But Peterson says bigger budgets aren't always better. Glitz and glamour can work for modern mansions.
Other homes, you want to have more of a home feel. You want to have soft light in. You don't want to have a model rolling up in a Ferrari.
Funding all these movies and helicopter tours takes a bite out of the agent's commission. Peterson could shell out thousands out of pocket and get nothing if a buyer decides on second thought LA isn't for him.
It is the cost of doing business. And you have to have an attitude where it's just, okay, if it's not this one, I can get it in the next one.
Because the next one could bring a $1 million payday. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.